This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Thank you and good morning. This is Chris Witt's Morning Devotions. Great to share these moments with you. Remember the hit show on TV, Happy Days, the American sitcom that ran for 10 years, became one of the biggest hits in television history. Henry Winkler was one of the big stars and he was the super cool Fonzie. Do you remember the Fonz? He was the coolest thing alive. He had a closet full of white T-shirts he could wear under a very cool black leather jacket. So he was Fonz that could do just about anything. He could get any girl that he wanted to. If he just snapped his fingers, he could break a world record for jumping his motorcycle over barrels. And nobody could beat the Fonz actually in a fight. He never had a hair out of place. But there was one thing the Fonz could not do. And do you remember what it was? The Fonz could not apologise. Every once in a while, Fonzie would mess up and do something wrong. He'd hurt one of his friends, Richie or Potsy. And he knew that he had to apologise, but he just couldn't bring himself to make that apology. I think this is a fascinating aspect, actually, of his role, one that's worth thinking about, too, for a moment. Is he alone? Are you comfortable making an apology for something you said or you did? It's hard, isn't it, to bring yourself to apologise and to say those two magic words, I'm sorry. In our personal relationships, apologising is actually one of the hardest things to do. Look, we all make mistakes. No one's perfect. After all, who likes to admit that they were wrong? And some people find that it's quite humiliating to say, I'm sorry. Maybe they were criticised harshly by their parents or some other people while growing up, and as a result, they avoid admitting mistakes because of the horrible feelings that come up from the past. But saying sorry is meant to make us feel vulnerable. Here's the thing, though. It's really important to do it. If you're going to have healthy relationships, we all want and need to feel safe with the people that we allow into our inner circle. And we want to know that the people that we're close to care about how we feel. And not taking responsibility can actually make us feel untrustworthy. Withholding an apology is not going to win you any friends. You can't be right all the time. Anyway, from what I've read, apparently women say, I'm sorry, a lot more than the men. Does that mean they're doing more things to apologise for? No. The researchers say women use I'm sorry not just to accept blame, but to communicate empathy. And that's something that us men really don't do all that well. But making a sincere apology goes a long way to fixing up a broken relationship. It's about taking responsibility for yourself. That's very important because it's easy to shift the blame. And we make a statement, very vague statement, like, I'm sorry if you were offended by something I said. That's not really good enough. It's leaving some doubt. And when you apologize, you're taking responsibility for your part of the conflict. It doesn't mean that you're admitting the entire conflict was your fault. People are often afraid because they think it means that I'm going to be a loser in that conflict. It allows you to establish that you regret your part of the actions. I'm sure we understand the power of words. There's a great power in expressing a sincere apology because people are going to respect you for doing it. It was Jesus who said, "This is my commandment, that you love one another as I have loved you." And if you value people, an honest apology can go a long way. When you say, I'm sorry to someone, you know that that person is respecting you. When Jesus is in your heart, he gives that extra dimension to stop and consider others the more important than yourself. The New Testament actually says a lot about relationships. For example, in Ephesians 4, Paul says, stop being bitter and angry and mad at others. Don't yell at one another or curse each other or be rude. Instead, be kind and merciful and forgive others, just as God forgave you because of Christ. Heavenly Father, today it's hard to say I'm sorry, but you can help us as we understand and value relationships. Amen.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with life words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.